Amen. Welcome to Sunday morning service. Hallelujah. How many are ready to praise? I said, how many are ready to praise? Come on, sing with me. Say, let everything.
Let everything.
That has breath.
That has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let everything.
Let everything.
That has breath.
That has breath.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm praising the valley. And I praise on the mountain. Oh, I praise when I'm sure. And I praise when I'm doubting. Oh, I praise when I'm numbered. And praise when surrounded. Hey, 'cause my praise is the water. My enemy's drowning. And as long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise
the Lord, oh my soul.
So I gotta
praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Oh, I praise when I feel it, and I praise when I don't. Oh, I praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause my praise is a weapon. It's more than a sound, more than a sound. 'Cause my praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. And as long as I'm breathing, I've got to sing it loud. No, I won't be quiet. My God is alive. So how could I keep it inside? So I gotta
praise the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Yeah. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, I praise 'cause you're sovereign. Praise 'cause you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I praise 'cause you're faithful. Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I praise.
I praise 'cause you're sovereign.
You
praise
reign. 'Cause
you reign. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave.
Oh, I praise.
I praise 'cause you're faithful.
Praise 'cause you're true. Praise 'cause there's nobody
greater than you.
Hallelujah! Oh, glory! Yeah.
said, push your hands together. I said, push your hands together. Hey, yeah. Come on. As long as I live, I will praise you. As long as I breathe, I will bless your name. With all that I am, give you glory. Your love is better than life. As long as I live, I will praise you. As long as I breathe, I will bless your name. With all that I am, give you glory. It's your love is better than life. As long as I live, I will praise you. As long as I breathe, I will bless your name. With all that I am, give you glory. I will enter in his gates with thanksgiving. Let heaven and earth join in with the sound. Let all creation say he is worthy. As long as I live.
As long as I live, I will praise.
As long as I breathe,
I
will bless your name. With all that I am, give you glory. It's your love, your love. God with a song, I will enter
it.
Let heaven and earth
join in with the sound.
Let all creation
say he's worthy.
Bless your name. With all that I am, give you glory. Cause your love is better than life. 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 Your love. My testimony is your grace. I walk in brand new mercy every day, and I've tasted and seen that your love is better than life.
My testimony is your grace. I walk in brand new mercy every day, and I've tasted and seen that
your love is my testimony.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands and worship God in this place. Tell him how much you love him, how much you need him, how much you appreciate him. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank him for that abundant life. Father, we worship you in this place. We magnify you. Those that are you watching us online, I want you to lift your hands and worship God right where you're. Join in with us. The same atmosphere that we are creating here, you can create there. That's your atmosphere. That's your living room. That's your bedroom. That's your office cubicle. Father, we worship and we magnify you. We praise your holy name. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your mercy. that are brand new every morning. Thank you for giving me peace that passeth all understanding. Thank you for covering me with your blood, Jesus. Thank you so much, God, for protecting me in every situation. God, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good, you're so good. God, you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful, you're so wonderful. God, you're so merciful, you're so merciful, you're so merciful. God, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful, you're so beautiful. God, you are so holy, you are so holy, you are so holy. God, you are so powerful, you are so powerful, you are so powerful. God, thank you for being my daddy. Thank you for being my father. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for causing me to stand on solid ground. Thank you for waking me up in my right mind. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, you deserve all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. Oh, how we love you in this place. Oh, how we love you in this place, God. Oh, how we need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, Holy Spirit. Father, thank you so much for allowing us to gather together in your name. You say, where there are two or three gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Jesus, thank you for putting us in the position that we can be in the presence of our Father. God, I'm thankful that you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at once. You're here in Darrow, and you wherever who are watching on LTTV. You're everywhere at one time, God. Not only are you everywhere, but you're all powerful. So you can change situations here in Darrow. You can change situations wherever they're watching online. God, you're so wonderful. There's no other God besides you. Thank you for the apostolic grace that is resting on this house and resting on our lives. Father, anoint our ears at the same level you anoint our apostle's mouth. We're here to receive from you, God. We're here to know what you want, to figure out what you want to happen. It's all about you, God, and what you want to happen. We put all of our issues and everything on a back burner, and our focus is on you, God. We thank you, God, for your presence in this place. Thank you for deliverance being in this place. Thank you for healing being in this place. Father, thank you for the right decisions being in this place. Some people got to make some decisions this morning, Father. I pray that they receive the instructions and receive the insight to make the right decision. And so, God, we give you all the glory for what you're going to do in this place. We give you all the praise and all the honor. And God, we love you. We love you, God. And thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Turn around and love on somebody in this place. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you, Zoom. Love you, LTTV. Glad to see you. Glad to see you. Praise God. Love you back. Love you back. I love you back. Hallelujah. Love you back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Do I have anybody here for the first time on a Sunday morning? You may have been here on another special event or another meeting that we had, but this is your first time here on a Sunday morning. I want you to wave at me just to say, so I can see who you are. Praise God. Tell me where you're from. From Charlotte, North Carolina. Glad to have you this morning. Prophet Brian Korn, thank you for being here. Tell him we said hello. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Anybody else? Did I miss? I won't make sure I don't miss anybody. Praise God. If it's your first time watching live online, we want to welcome you. I want you to put in the chats where you're from, what city and state you're from. If you're out of the country, what city and country you're from. We want to celebrate you this morning. The people that are around you in the online members that are there online with you are going to celebrate you and welcome you. And let me let you know that your life is going to change for the better this morning. Praise God. Well, we are here this morning. Again, Apostle has us going through a transition. You see what transition we are going through? We're transitioning from the pastoral model of the church to the apostolic model of the church. And one of the key indicators of our transition is that we are allowed to mature. We are allowed to know God. We have a right to know God just like Apostle knows God. We have a right to get in God's face just like Apostle can get in God's face. And so this morning, he's going to be further teaching us on how he does it so that we can do it. At some point in our lives, you ought to get to a point where you don't need anybody else to pray for you. You ought to get to a point in your life you don't need nobody else to agree with you. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of them. That didn't say two or three people. It could be God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. When you got them three, you don't need nobody else. And so that's what we're going to learn this morning. So that's why we come to church.
Give you everything. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood, and what He for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Sought the Lord, and He heard, and He answered. I sought the Lord.
will never fail. I trust in God.
Sometime y'all do so good, though. You get in the realm of the spirit, you don't want to miss it. When you get in a certain realm of the spirit, splendid job. God is really using you. Keep praying and keep doing it. Yeah. So I walk up when you have activated the spirit. You don't want to pass that opportunity up. When the spirit has been activated, yes, I received your check. Spirit has been activated. Praise God. I say praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Father. You're here for a special reason this morning. You know that? It's not routine. It's not regular. The Lord is aiming to do something in the spirit realm in these times to fortify the 300 out of the 27,000. Gideon started with 27,000. But 300 was qualified to function in the spirit as they should. So I don't want, would ask you not to listen just for feeling. there are some things in the spirit realm that is going on now that is so powerful that I can tell you, I was sitting there, you can pile all your little problems over in a pile right now. Let me say that again. All your little problem, I just want you to pile them up in the pile next to you. Yeah, because you're about to walk on. That's the second thing the church is about. The church is about taking care of kingdom business and walking on Satan. We've taken too much in the church. We've prayed hours and hours and hours, praise hours and hours, and there's not enough manifestation. Y'all know what manifestation means, right? Yes, something show up. Yes. Now, I'm here to train you. I'm anointed. Don't sit on this anointing. Let it flow. I'm anointed and awkward. I will make some awkward move, but the Spirit is here to handle that. You follow what I'm saying? So it's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. Changes are about to be made. I always keep this little card with my son gave me when I first started here. An apostolic structure, heaven to earth government, which opened the portals of the supernatural. Listen to what the next part says. Open the portals of the supernatural. You know what I mean when we say open the portals of the supernatural? That means miracles, signs, and wonders are standing by your bed all the time. That means that you are capable of wearing an anointing. Anointing which is a presence of the Holy Spirit that can cause all things that God said about you to happen immediately. I want you to have supernatural hope from this moment forward, to begin to see your life as God. You got a lot of scripture in you. All those scriptures you read, if they start manifesting, and the only reason they're not manifesting, not God, not Jesus, it's not the Holy Spirit, and it's not Leroy. I put myself with them. I'm doing my job. Your job is to listen, not only be a listener, not only be a hearer, but be a doer. Yes, if you start doing the thing that the Lord have me to train you with, you're going to be an example to the whole world. Yes, right? See, open these supernatural portals. And then it says all those connected can enter in and benefit. Enter in and benefit. Tell the person next to you, enter in and benefit. Don't just stand your physical. You know, we're going to look at a scripture, a couple of scriptures here. I got my boys in the back ready to put some things on the board for you because it's a lot of strong stuff going to come out today. Get your Bible, Ephesians. Stand up with me a minute. Ephesians chapter 4 again. Ephesians chapter 4 again. Now, I'm going to make some statement. You haven't been winning like you should be winning. I'll make another statement. I'll get your attention. You haven't been gaining like you should have been gaining because of who you are, because you're a child of God. it will take the rivers flowing, the fire glowing, the wind blowing. All those are acts of the Holy Spirit. The rivers flowing, the wind blowing, the fire glowing. You're going to take the Holy Spirit, he's going to have to take over. I said the Holy Spirit. Now, can I talk with you?
Yes,
sir. He's going to have to take over. We're going to have to, the normal pattern of church is over. All this begging. Begging what's already in your pocket. Begging what's already deposited in your name in heaven by the blood is already yours. Health is already yours. Wealth is already yours. Joy is already yours. Peace is already yours. Victory is already yours. Long life is already yours. All right? And the enemy got us and religion got us as if we're trying to get it. Once Jesus died on that cross, it's already paid for. Are you following me? You should get to the point that you not interested in nothing more than church. I don't care who playing. I don't care what team playing. I don't care what concert coming to town. Your main focus should be Jesus Christ and his church. Or something missing in your life. If anything else got more control over you, you're not in tune. Revelation will get you in tune. You understand? Can I talk with you? You here for a reason. I keep seeing the cars just driving. They keep coming in the driveway. You here for a reason this morning. You here for a reason, that lady. She here for a reason. In Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16, tell us where God wants us to be. In listening at it this morning, the 17th verse on down tells us if you don't get in place, that's where you're going to be. And instead of the church being in verses 12 through 16, the church is in verse 17 on down as if they don't have no God. Saying prayer, but no power. Not like you should have. How many of y'all want to be where God wants you to be? No, hold on a hand. How many of y'all really want to be where God wants you to be? Well, listen. I want you to listen, okay? Now, let's look at the 11th verse. We'll see how you get there and why you're not there. And he gave some, the 11th verse, the 4th chapter, he gave some apostles. And notice he gave them. And some prophets and some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers. Now that they are all supposed to be together, learning from each other to feed you properly. They are not supposed to be separated among themselves. All right? Now notice verse 13, verse 12. For the perfecting. What word perfecting mean? What it mean? Maturing. Of the saints to get what the saints want and to get some cars and houses and more money in their pocket. No, look what it said. For the perfected, you said maturing, right?
Yes.
Talk to me up in here.
Yes,
maturing, for the maturing of the saints. Real maturity is you got all that. You don't pray about no money. You don't pray about no blessing. You don't pray about the house. You point at the house and say, I'll be back to get you. I'm telling you that that's the kind of life, that's the kind of power, that's the kind of glory, that's the kind of victory God has given you. Satan and this world got you doing all that praying about what you're supposed to have. You're supposed to have the best. All these church folks now, you're supposed to have it. It's already paid for. Tell two people it's already paid for. So tell them, stop begging. Stop begging. Tell them twice, stop begging. I'm about to go into so much powerful teaching that I got to prelude you here for these few moments. It will get so deep in here today that you won't be able to walk. You got to know you won't be able to walk in the spirit. You're going to have to swim. Everybody who can't swim will get drawn up in here this morning. You understand? It's going to get deep in here. And we're not going to be dealing with no ditches. We're going to be dealing with rivers of insight and power and understanding. Woo! Your life is about to take a turn. Oh, my goodness. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. He promised to be here and to help me this morning. I'm going to have to teach about 12 series off of this because it's so heavy. It's hanging on me right now. I'll tell you one thing, and I try to let that one thing get in you. But you're about to change. I like what that lady said over there. She said, help us. You heard it? She said, help us. You ought to say that too. Help me. Wow. Ooh, I feel a presence. I feel the presence of God. Yes, I'm going to do what you tell me to do, sir. The 12th voice said, for the perfection of the saints, so your body will come to spiritual maturity. But the next assignment, for the work of the ministry. I asked a question the other day, and boy got quiet. How many people have you ever called to Christ, got saved, you individually? You've been in church 35, 40 years. How many people have you witnessed and brought into the family of God? Not many. Some of y'all ain't done none. I'm talking about brought them across the line. I'm talking about all the way in. I'm talking about you. That's why I'm going to get to train some classes. And some of these boys I got here to train some classes of witnessing. He'll send them right to you, too. For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Let's just read. I'll read the 13th verse. You read down to 16 later on. Till we all come into the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You may be seated. Get your notepads and everything out. Here's what we're going to be dealing with. Getting in place. For supernatural movement of the Holy Spirit in your life on a daily basis. Getting in place for supernatural movement of the Holy Spirit in my life on a daily basis. I'm hearing the word supernatural supposes. Write that down. Supernatural. In other words, what's supposed to be happening will start happening supernaturally. In other words, supernatural supposes are about to be supplied. Every suppose God left here through Christ on the cross will be aiming from this moment forward to be a supply in your life without begging. Victory, oh my goodness, victory is a supply that already been placed in your name. Health is already a supply that is written in heaven in your name. Are you listening? Huh? See, can you go with me with this? See if you see this somewhere happening. And because we're going to clear it up. With all the criticism and the foolishness going on in the church. They're on YouTube just criticizing each other. Cutting each other down. Just foolishness, all kind of stuff going on in the church. We ain't got time to be met with all that. We got people lost need to be saved. We got people who unholy need to be holy. We need to be working on God's work. We ain't got time to be cutting each other down, fussing and cussing and crying and being sissies and all that. We ain't got time for all that. All the criticism and food is going to church. They got people specialized just to cut other people down. And they need to go back and check their own closet. Now, I want you to hear this. It's what the Spirit of God told me to tell you. It is time for the real Christians to manifest and take care of God's business. It's time, oh my goodness, I could dance on that. It's time for the real Christian to manifest and to take care of God's business. Did you hear that?
Yes,
you're a real Christian?
Yes,
it's time for you to manifest.
That's right.
And you can't manifest if I don't teach you right.
That's right.
You can't manifest if I come up here with no anointing.
Yeah. Come on.
Look at the person next to you and tell them it's time for you to manifest. Say it to them like you mean it. Say, look, it's time for you to manifest. And stop. So literally, watch them. Stop taking all that mess off the devil. He's supposed to be under your feet. Stop letting this world system run you. Get under the word system and run the world. It's time for the real Christian to manifest, you listening?
Yes, sir.
And take care of kingdom business. You too busy with your little business. That's all you want God for. That's all you're praying about, you. God said, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of your business. I don't know what Matthew 6:33 said. Look and see, can you see it? I don't know what it said. What it said? Seek ye first what?
The kingdom of God.
And his righteousness? What it say after that?
All
you're on the wrong end of the vice. You're on the wrong end of the vice. Now, I'm preaching from revelation, experience, and manifestation. Well, let me say it again, because I want you to understand that. I know it works because I'm working it. So what I'm preaching, I'm doing. So what I'm preaching, I'm doing, and I got the manifestation. Family, that's my two boys standing over there. That's a son there. They all three of them preaching. I raised them under this. They're all flourishing, and they're all blessed. Better not be broke. I'll run their tail all over town. They better not. All I've taught them, better not be running around on their wife. I'll whoop their tail. What I taught them, come on, son. Girlfriend, you better get out of my face. That's a $300 check. Girlfriend. It literally, Dan, going to explode in you today. Because there are good people who are going to get their answer today. We need to stop messing around here. Holy Ghost, you got to help me. I can't do this by myself. Come on up in this house. Touch that man. Touch that woman. Help them right now. Show them something they've never seen before. Tell them something they never heard before. Touch them like they've never been touched before. Hold their hand like their hand never been held before. Ah! Listen, you need to take notes. And there's no power able to stop the supernatural powers of God. There's no power able to stop the supernatural power of God that is on the inside of you. Let me say that again. There's no power able to stop the supernatural power of God that is in you. Jesus is supernatural power. The Holy Spirit is supernatural power. The Word of God is supernatural power. Faith is supernatural power. Love is supernatural power. Forgiveness is supernatural power. Grace is supernatural power. All of those things that I'm naming are on the inside of you in Christ. Why would the scripture say, in him I live, I move, and I have my being? Everything I'm preaching is living on the inside of you because you are a child of God. Mercy, oh Lord, is on the inside of me. Glory. I'm not talking about my flaws and my weaknesses and my inabilities and my flesh. I'm talking about I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm talking about I'm born again. I'm talking about I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm talking about I'm somebody on the inside that can't be stopped. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Say it. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Tell your neighbor, I'm about to let the supernatural come out. If you can't handle it, move to another row. There's no power able to stop the supernatural powers of God that's on the inside of me. Come on, son. Woo! Look up somebody's face and say, whoa! I receive some, daughter. That's $1,000. You know you got a man running me down every Monday to give me $1,000. He don't miss a Monday. He find me wherever I am. I went on vacation, and he caught one of my sons and gave my sons $2,000 and said, give it to him on Monday. Why I told you that? Now, you ain't going to like this. Why I told you that? Because you're stupid financially. You let these little jobs hold you down. God didn't give you a system of tithe and offering, seeds on, and then you can go anywhere you want to go, baby. I told you I'm talking not only from Revelation. I'm talking about coming from the bottom. No, I was under the bottom. I was out in the bottom. Can I peep out every now and then? So I'm not only preaching from scriptures. I'm preaching from revelation. I'm preaching from connection. I'm preaching from fellowship. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And it's not mine. It's yours.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Shoot, man. What? And there's no power able to stop the supernatural power that's in you. Write that down. There's no power able to stop the supernatural power from functioning in you properly. You will function from the inside from now on. Stop functioning from the outside. Stop functioning from the criticism. Stop functioning from just going to church. Paul, be still. And know I'm God. Listen to my instruction. Sit by yourself. Oh, baby, you're going to get your answer today. You're going to stop crying like a little cry baby. Stand up and be a woman. Be a man of God. And operate in the function of the Spirit. Nobody can stop you. Woo. From being blessed. Nobody can stop you. I said, no, the devil can't stop. What? What?
Hallelujah.
You better listen. While the world and Satan of being stupid, you must be supernatural. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't going to like this. From this day forward, you're going to be stupid or supernatural. Now, you should make a choice. Make a choice. Ask that person next to you, what one you want to be. Ask that person next to you. Say, if your answer's stupid, get up from beside me and go set on another road. You're going to either be stupid or supernatural. Stupid or supernatural. What you mean by that, man of God? Stupid means you believe you can't have the victory. You already got the victory. Thanks be to God for giving us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You already got it. We already got it. Tell somebody you already got it. So now, I come here, I got a charge to tomorrow, whatever come up, to be stupid or supernatural. See, I wonder what my pastor being. What he doing? I sure ain't being stupid. So you leaving here today, under this anointing and under this moment, you leaving here, I'm going to use the women for you. You leaving here as a supernatural woman. What I said? You leaving here today as a supernatural man. That you got powers on the inside of you that cannot be stopped. Every aspect of your life be resurrected right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the Word of God, by the power of the presence of God, by the power of the anointing of God.
every bone, every muscle, every tissue, every thought. Right now, God, take over now. I have the mind of Christ. I'm going to stop thinking like a fool. I'm going to stop thinking like a loser. I'm a winner. I got greater is he that's on the inside of me than he that is in the world. Come on, church. Shout victory. Shout victory. Thanks be to God will give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell somebody, tell three people, I got the victory. And tell them right now, I got the victory right now. I don't care how things look. I don't care how things feel. I got the victory right now in the name that is above every name. Let me tell you a secret. I'm releasing something, whether you're getting it or not. You were standing there acting like nothing going on. But something being released in here, hours and hours of prayers have been prayed over this moment. Problems are in a discussion now. What way are we going to get out of here? They're about to leave. They know something going up on the inside of you now. They don't want to be around you no more. Look at the atmosphere in here, Leroy. It's got an atmosphere in here. It's an atmosphere. Watch. If you can tell. Because I told the Lord, Kenneth Hagin is my spiritual father. E.W. Kenyon is someone he followed. Smith Wigglesworth. So I invited them all to be here with me. Said I'm going to give you a few notes. I invite them to be here. They taught me a lot of stuff. Write this down. Holy Spirit, direct my steps to God continuously. Ooh, you know how powerful that is? Huh? Holy Spirit, direct my steps to God continuously. Do you know if you continuously... Your steps are continually directed to God. Do you know where you're going? Mr. Kenyon said, many believers feel like they are navigating life alone, unsure whether they are truly following God's direction. So say, Holy Spirit, direct my steps. Woo, some of y'all about to go somewhere now. Some stuff gonna start happening. Just call the church. Tell me about it so I can write it down. Text us. Text me and let me know. Holy Spirit, direct my step to God continually. Say, Holy Spirit. That, you know what that means? You ain't gonna ever be making decisions yourself no more. You're never gonna be walking by yourself no more. You're never gonna be walking in the natural no more. You always, when you walking with the Holy Spirit, child, you constantly walking in the supernatural. So everybody here who listening, who gonna apply it by faith, you gonna leave here walking in the supernatural. Listen to this, see this, you. They pray for guardians,
but often feel stuck, uncertain if the steps they are taking are truly led by God or influenced by their own desire. I want you to know when you ask him, he's going to lead you. You want to shout? You want to shout? I say something. We'll see what you got. You want to shout? You'll never be stuck no more. You heard what the Lord said? You'll never be stuck. It may look like a stuck. It may look like you're stuck. But from this day forward, you're wearing an unstuck anointing. Woo, shout out. Somebody shout out here. Somebody shout out here, I say. Somebody shout out here, I say. Whatever you thought you were stuck in, when you walked through those doors this morning, you're unstuck now. Don't care how it look. Don't care how it feel. Don't care what nobody else say. I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. Somebody said, preach, apostle. Y'all got to help me a little bit. Sitting on Sunday school stuff, yeah? I feel the Holy Ghost up here. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While the world and Satan being stupid, you must be supernatural. I want you to write it down. Sit down. Online, you here? Online, are you here? Let me see you move around a little bit. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is in this place. Shh. 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 Woo. Come on, son. Receive your seat. Love you, too. That's a $1,000 check.
I want you to write this down. Sit down. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't sit there and think I'm not talking to you because you made a short mistake or you made a mistake. God dog it, we're going to get that straight. You're a child of God. You love God, right? So everything I'm saying is for you. I take it as mine. Say, I take it as mine. And the Holy Spirit backing me up. He's going to come to your sleep. He's coming in your bedroom. He's going to remind you of what I said to you. Boy, I need you to get closer to me. What his name? I don't know his name. Your husband, girl. You, yeah. Yeah, I believe you're real. I got elders in this church around me. And this morning I was sitting there and I looked at you and the Lord said he's pushing in. So you start walking with them elders. Him and his wife knew who I'm talking to. I gotta have certain men and women surrounding me. I can't I can't have everybody a popcorn. Popcorn you eat at movies, you know. I got people to press. I need people to press through. People going to be for him. I ain't got time for this fooling. I'll be 80 years old in August. I got to get his job done, man. The Lord told me, don't let nobody play with your anointing. Man called the woman to come preach all over the world. You see, I ain't been going much, right? Because you know the first thing Leroy said? Let me look on the record and see if they ever come to any meeting. Man called the other day. He said, yeah, he know me. Yeah, but we can't find no record. Guess what? I ain't going. All your needs and all your desires are paid for. On a hill, not far away. On a place called the old rugged cross. All your needs, stop begging, and all your desires, act like your honor, are paid for. It's time to carry out his will. Satan have us focusing on needs and desires when God already have given them to us so we can take care of his business. All right, let me go to point number one and I'm close. Listen very carefully. This is what the Holy Ghost told me to tell you. You're about to be transformed and transferred into divine positions waiting on you. I got it on the board for you. It's on the board for you because this is so, it's so powerful territories. I'll make sure you're getting them. You're about to be transformed and transferred into divine positions. Now that's Ephesians 4:11-16, what we read. Divine position waiting on you. You mean to tell me, Apostle, that God got divine positions waiting on me? And you mean to tell me he told you to come tell me today he about to transfer me into those divine, come on here, those divine position. Thank you, sister. Your life will not remain the same. See, here's what I'm hearing. You can't sit under the anointing and be disappointed. The anointing cancels disappointment. Are you telling me my disappointment days are over? That's powerful, boy. But that's the Holy Ghost, you see. And not by might, no, by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. So you're about to be transformed and transferred, you hear me? Into, now listen, divine positions. Position is plural. Waiting on you. When I say this about the church, I want you to take it about you pushing it, all right? You listening? Liberations, plural, liberation. Liberations of the Holy Spirit is coming upon the church like never before. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Some of y'all are going to get your joy back. You let that little Mickey Mouse job and them people standing down the street talking about you, worrying you so much. Just forget about them. Blow on them. Smile at them. Love them. And keep driving. Then next time come back. Next time you come by in another new car. Are you listening to me? The footsteps of divine possibilities are being set under you now. The footsteps of divine possibilities are being set under you right now. In other words, you're going to start walking in divine possibility. If thou, Mark 9:23, look at it quickly. If thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Good God Almighty. The footstep, put that footstep back up, son, because I want them to see this. The footstep of divine possibility. Possibilities is plural. Divine, say divine possibility.
Divine.
Say divine possibility.
Divine.
Say divine possibility.
Divine.
Is rising up. In me, right now.
Right now.
And no telling what's going to happen to me next week. No telling what's going to happen to me. Every step I make is a divine possibility. Ooh, Lord have mercy. I just wish I had three people listening to me. Every step I make from this day forward is a divine possibility. Well, it's a supernatural possibility. It's a miraculous possibility. It's a divine possibility. I'm a child of the living King. Christ live on the inside of me. The Holy Spirit live on the inside of me. God live on the inside of me. The Word of God lives on the inside of me. Truth lives on the inside of me. Peace live on the inside of me. Victory. Ah, y'all ain't gonna help me. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, you're not at a normal church. You're not at regular. This is not nothing but regularism. This is about revelation. You're being restored to your right position. Tell somebody you're being restored to your right position. The footstep of divine possibility. So every step you take now, take a step. Every step you take is a divine possibility. Because I got the divine one living on the inside of me. He might decide he want me to do this. He might decide he want me to have this. Every step I make is a divine possibility. Woo! Hey, come on, man. Come on, son. Every step I take is a divine possibility.
I receive, son. I receive. I love you too. That's $200.
You mean to tell me now, when you leave here today, every step, what? It's a divine possibility. Something might happen supernaturally any minute in my life. A miracle might wrap his arm around me any second right now. I'm packing. You see me, young man? I'm packing. You're packing. You got Christ on the inside of you. Anything could happen for you. Anything could happen through you. I'm God's representative. Say it. On the earth's rim. In the earth's rim. God want to function through me. You ought to say this. Turn it on, God.
Turn it on, God.
I'm ready. Turn it on.
I said,
turn it on.
Turn it on.
I'm ready. Turn it on.
Turn it on.
Say it with some unction. Turn it on, God.
Turn it
on. Pray that y'all get up here.
Every step I take is a divine possibility. Write this down.
I'm a supernatural walker.
Wherever I walk,
the supernatural happens.
Every restaurant you go to today, when you leave here, some of y'all going to a restaurant. Y'all don't cook like y'all usually do. Ain't nothing at the house.
I'm hearing this. I never heard this.
In this house right now, I'm seeing it. There is divine possibilities, anointing, neighbor, being released on you right now. All them things you're dealing with, boy, you're gonna do better now. Yeah, you wide enough to come set up in here. The divine possibility. When you walk in a section of men, you walk in there with divine possibility. They don't know where he's getting all this power from. Where he's getting all this understanding from. Where he's getting all this wisdom from. The whole foundation of your home just shook. Everything about to be straightened out at your house. Love and peace and joy. You're going to be in a relaxed, laid back Cadillac, laid back rest. Because there's an anointing in here and gone to your house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shh. the blood, write these notes down, and grace flow are connecting with faith and glory. The blood and grace flow are connecting with faith and glory at the same time. Ooh, I don't know if we'll be able to keep it up with the next one. Supernatural blessing.
Yes, sir.
Arriving at every stage of your life on purpose. And with a purpose. Ooh, keep that up there, boy. Supernatural blessing. Arriving at every stage of your life on purpose. And you know what the with the purpose for? To glorify him. God wants you to glorify him. Are you listening? I'll give you one or two more and we're going to go. I preach myself happy, John. Oh, my goodness. I want to walk on top of this pulpit. Because I know you're getting it. I sense you're getting it. You'll never be the same. You hear what I say? You'll never be the same. Because the Holy Spirit is a reminder. And he's a recall. See, God got us set up. See, you won't even be thinking about this. And the Holy Spirit will bring that across your mind. Then he's in here. I feel his presence. Thank God for the presence of the Holy Ghost. Say it. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Say it. Thank God. My teacher. My reminder. My strengthener. My helper. My guide. Yeah, that's the Holy Spirit. Knowing how to yield, put it up, boy. Knowing how to yield to the Holy Ghost is the secret of the supernatural lifestyle. Kingdom, power, and glory move. Knowing how to yield. Y'all like that with it up on the board like that? Knowing how to yield to the Holy Ghost is the secret of the supernatural lifestyle. Say this with me. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
I'm yielding
my whole life
to you right now. Say it again. Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
I'm yielding
my whole life,
spirit,
soul,
and body
to you right now.
Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
have your way.
Show me
what the Father wants.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
You don't feel no love in you now, you're a frog. Because God talking to everybody up in here. God love all of us. Let me make one more statement. I'm gonna give you one to close on. I want you to write this down. I think they got it back there because I transferred the outline from my computer to my son's phone. He took it to Derek. Number one is the first point of the sermon for today. All the rest of it was introduction. Knowing how to deal properly with your thoughts, words, and steps. I'm going to show you. I'm going to give you a scripture for it. I'm going to give you a scripture, and you're going to know exactly knowing how to deal properly. Well, it's right there, the scripture under there. With your thoughts, your words, and steps. That's the chronological order they come in. If you can deal with the thought, you can deal with the next step. What's coming out of your mouth was a thought voice. If it wasn't right, you should have shut it down at the thought. Don't say it because you're confirming it. Check every thought out before you let it out your mouth. Then you can properly take the steps. Think about my brothers and sisters. How many times thoughts had got you in trouble? Then you found out it wasn't true. But you got it all up in your mouth now. You done told somebody else about it. Let's close with Romans 12, 1 through 3. Give me Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, thank God for his mercy, that apostle present your bodies, that pastor present your bodies, that your husband present your body, that your wife present your body, that your mom and dad present your body. All right? That you're the only one. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. They say you can't be holy in this time. That's a lie. They say you can't be consecrated in this time. That's a lie. I don't care how many baboons you got up in the church, you still can live a holy life. Knock that baboon in the eye and call it a lie. Say, I'm living for God. Present your body. I'm asking you here at Word of Life. I'm asking you online. I'm asking you, just make an effort. Present your body to God as a living sacrifice. Go to Romans 12, 2. I'm closing. I'm going to close these three verses. Be not conformed to this world. What that mean? Huh? Taking the shape of. But be you what? How? Just sit down for a few minutes and let the Holy Ghost have your mind. That you may prove that good, ooh, look at this, three things, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Number three. This one is tricky. He's actually trying to teach you in this one how to live a grace and faith life. In Romans 12, 3. It's talking about a grace and faith. For I say to the grace given unto me. See, it's a grace. To every man that among you not see this, all this thinking, not to think of himself more higher than he ought to think. But to think. How many times you say think that? Huh? How many times you say think? Come on, son. God got his eyes on you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, it's for good. All right. What's your first name?
Mac.
Mac, I got you. It's a $1,000 check. He told me that I was sitting over there.
He said, he going to help you get the job done. So I got men like John and all these boys sitting here. They here to help me get the job done.
Right.
I can't get it done by myself. I ain't reading no more. Sing. Is real, but it was never meant to be the reality of those who walk with God. The struggle is real, but it was never meant to be the reality of those who walk with God. So your walk changed the struggle. The Holy Spirit was not given to lead occasionally. He was given to direct continuously. The Holy Spirit was not given to lead occasionally. He was given to direct continuously. He's not just a present that descends during worship. Or feeling that comes and goes. He's there all the time. The Holy Spirit is a divine guide sent by God to walk with you, lead you, and assure you that your life aligns with God's perfect will. I told you I was going to bring Brother Hagin, Mr. Kenyon, and Smith Wigglewitz. I need all three of them to help me finish this assignment that God. So many of their insight and teaching that they've taught me over the years, I want to feed you with it, lead you with it. The Holy Spirit is a divine guide sent by God to walk with you, lead you, and ensure you that your life aligns with God's perfect will. Everything's all right. Look at it. Look at the person next to you and tell them everything's all right. Tell them you've been to church today. Tell somebody next to you, I've been to church today. Get this one, and I'm going to let them sing, finish the song. His guidance is not limited to spiritual matters alone. It includes your relationships, decisions, career, finances, and daily life. I'm going to say it again. Yeah, I know Dan said, say it again. His guidance is not limited to spiritual matters alone. Talking about the Holy Spirit. It includes your relationship, You're going to have better relationships. Come here, honey. I'm talking to you. All right, now, boys, y'all catch on now. Everything going to be better, honey. All right, y'all supposed to be telling y'all wife the same thing. Y'all look up at me. That's all right. That's all right. Their lipstick not going to hurt you. His guardians is not limited to spiritual matter alone. It includes your relationships, decisions, career, finances, and daily life. You ain't kiss your wife? Men. You did? Some. Calvin, you did? What about you? You did? What about you? Well, do it again then. We're gonna get some love going on up in here, partner. What you did? What you laughing at, John? You did it? You did it, John? Ray, you kiss Heather? Ray! Your wife up here, right? Your wife up here, isn't she? Come over and kiss her. I'll put you on worldwide TV. I told you one time, you kissed her two times. Get on. Do up me, huh? This is a good spirit, boy. What? This is a grand. Well, you better get married to kiss him. All these fine women walking around here, these blind men. I ain't never. Shut the football game, old boy. You watching football, should be watching that woman paying by you. She don't know what to do with me.
Right.
She said right. Shoot, I don't know what to do now. Any of y'all got any joy? Did you get blessed this morning?
Yes.
You feel stronger?
Yes.
It was your trip?
Yes.
All right. Sing. We're gonna sing one song. Y'all, you have to make your mind up. You ain't getting off of here. Somebody gonna be protected on this one. All right, so pay close attention. It's something you're gonna be protected on. First of all, the problem is not that God is solemn, but that many people have not learned how to recognize His leading. Okay, I'm gonna tell you the one I get to that is protecting somebody this week. They assume that he is not speaking in a loud, obvious way. If he's not speaking, he's not speaking at all. He don't speak loud all the time. But divine direction is often subtle. It comes in the form of peace. An inner conviction, a sudden shift in circumstances, or even, I want you to get this, listen to this. An inner conviction, or a sudden shift in circumstances, or even a delay that prevents you from making the wrong move. So sometimes you think it's disappointment. But it's God delaying you for a reason. Because that person going to run that red light. Don't get discouraged when everything don't seem like it's coming out right. Because sometimes there's divine lays of protection. My father called me and said, I don't believe you're going to fly right now. I said, look, fly when you see it in the sky to fly. I everybody can wait. All right, just one. Learning to walk in the Spirit is not about chasing feeling. It's about developing awareness. Got that one? I'm closing this. This is the one I'm going. Learning to walk in the Spirit is not about chasing feeling. It's about developing awareness. Brother Hagin said that he took people who were walking in the Spirit, he took their sermon and preached it till it became his. Wow. And I don't think we should let any insight pass us by because somebody else said it. And I'm going to say it, especially when you're wearing an anointing like mine. There are some things I need to pass through my anointing to you, because you're not going to receive it from nobody else the way you receive it from me. You've been told enough here this morning for the rest of your life. You can live the rest of your life off of this morning if you paid attention. Then they got it on screen. You can go listen at it again. Come on, Leroy. It's just there for you. Amen. There for you. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. Many people expect God to speak in an audible voice, but the Holy Spirit often leads through thoughts that align with a scripture, prompting that guides you in the right direction and confirmation that appears in unexpected ways. You listening? He is always speaking, but are you paying attention? Now, I'm listening all the time. I don't care if it's a lamb steak on the table and sweet potato. Somebody say, ooh. I'm always listening. I want you to listen always. How many of y'all longing to be led by God in every area of your life? So you got to pay attention. My question is, though, are you going to be here Wednesday night? Is this church going to be this full Wednesday night? Or you don't come on Wednesday. You see my point? I like this one. By the time this teaching, this transition from pastoral to apostolic and then bringing all of them together, should we not leaving the pastor out? We're bringing the pastor up. By the time this teaching is over, you will no longer wonder if God is directing you. You will know how to recognize his voice, how to respond to his leading, and how to live in continuous alignment with his will. Go ahead, Jeremy.
You may be seated. Maybe it's your first time watching Apostle Thompson live online in the building, and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's a very simple process. It's a matter of you believing that God sent his son to die on the cross for you. You believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. You believe that God got him up on the third day. It's a prayer that we pray. Very simple prayer to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. It's not something you could prepare for or get ready for. this is only a gift from God that you can receive. So if you've never prayed what we call the sinner's prayer, which will take you out of the kingdom of darkness and put you in the kingdom of light, you'll become a child of God. If you've never prayed the prayer to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I want you to repeat this simple prayer after me. God, I recognize I'm a sinner. I believe you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross just for me. I also believe that you raised him from the dead with all power in his hands. God, I'm asking you to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Jesus, I'm inviting you to come live on the inside of me. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. God, my Father, thank you for accepting me into your family and into your kingdom. I am now born again. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, first of all, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Let me tell you who you are. You are a child of God. You are a new creature in Christ. There's two things I want you to do. Number one, I want you to text the words born again to the number 225-230-2234. You're going to receive a link that will let you download a digital PDF talking about salvation and the next steps you need to take. There's a prayer in there similar to what we've just prayed. You won't have to pray that prayer again because you right now, you are a born again Christian. You are a child of God. You are a new creature in Christ, and nobody can take that from you. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to make Leroy Thompson TV your favorite place to go on the internet. Now, I'm asking you to do that because now that you are a child of God, one of the most important things you can do is to begin to learn about God as your Father. The more you learn about God as your Father, the more you begin to learn about yourself. If you have an iPhone, an Android, a Roku TV, a Fire Stick, or Apple TV, you can download the Leroy Thompson TV app. That way you can have it in your hand, you can have access to it, and you can begin to feed your faith. So again, text the words born again to the number 225-230-2234 and make LeroyThompson.tv your favorite place to go on the internet. And I want to welcome you to the family of God. Praise God. Here are the people that have been busy about the Father's business thus far this week. Apostle Thompson got three born again. Tanya Faison got two. Brenda Epps, two. Blanche Ward, three. Ventress Fontenot, one. Lynette White, one. Warren Stewart, five. Johnny Johnson, one. Vernicia Gold, three. One. Brenda Delpit, one. Lisa Sinette, one. Chantel Wright, one. Columbus Christian Center, 55. Raymond International Ministries, 31. World Shakers Church International, 16. So since Wednesday until today, the total is 124 people that have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Praise God. Since February 16th of 2020, the number now is 76,127 people. Hallelujah. To be a part of the Salvation Reformation, all you have to do is text the word witness, W-I-T-N-E-S-S, to the number 225-230-2234. When you do that, you're going to receive a link back that will let you download the Slack app and give you instructions on how to participate. So again, text the word witness, W-I-T-N-E-S-S, to the number 225-230-2234. Praise God. Well, it's time for this morning tithes and offerings. Praise God. In the building, lift your hand if you need a tithes and offering envelope. The ushers in the aisle to serve you. Those of you online, you can text the word SOW, S-O-W, to the number 225-230-2234. Or you can go directly online to eiwm.org/give. Again, text the word SOW, S-O-W, to the number 225-230-2234. Or you can go directly to the website, which is eiwm.org/give. Praise God. Let's lift our tithes and offerings up. Father, thank you so much for the impartation that we received this morning. God, thank you for giving us these seeds. Thank you for showing us where to sow it. And God, thank you for multiplying these seeds back into our lives in the form of a harvest. God, we are thankful and appreciative for you giving us the apostolic and prophetic words of money cometh. They are working in our lives. We bless you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ushers may serve the people. For those of you that are watching us online, today is Communion Sunday. And as we are bringing the table with the communion on it, I want you to get your sacraments together. It can be, we use grape juice and cracker. It doesn't have to be that. It can be bread. It can be water. It could be some form of juice, some flavor of juice, but just so that it represents the blood of Jesus and his broken body. And we want you to join in with us. Stretch your hands this way. Father, thank you so much for giving us your son Jesus and allowing him to be the ultimate sacrifice for us, that we can be redeemed from the curse of the law. We can be redeemed from eternal separation from you. We are redeemed from sickness and disease, and we are redeemed from poverty. So, Father, we do this, we take this, and we do it in remembrance of what Jesus did for us. May healing take place. May deliverance take place as we take this communion. And God, we give you all the glory for what takes place when we do this. We bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers are going to serve you. We take it together as a family. Be sure that you get the bread out first, which is in the bottom, before you try to open the top. Sure. lift your bread. This represents Jesus' body, which was broken for you. I want you to take it and eat it and do it in remembrance of him. This represents the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for the remission of sins, so that we can have a relationship with God as our Father, for sickness and disease so that we can walk in health, and for poverty so that we can have more than enough while we're here on earth. So I want you to drink it and do it in remembrance of him. You can pass your cups toward the center aisle, and the ushers will have a receptacle that you can drop it in. You may stand to your feet. It's about the LTMA Impartation Conference. It is the 21st through the 23rd. So it's not this week, but the following week. Yep. So anybody think you have, or you can register online at LeroyThompson.tv. This is our impartation conference for the LTMA, which is Leroy Thompson Ministerial Alliance, but it's open to all those who are called to the fivefold. And especially if you're in this church and you believe God has called you to the fivefold and you're a part of this church, you need to make sure that you're at this particular conference. It's going to help you tremendously.
Important, all who believe that God have given you a call in the Ephesians 4:11, the fivefold ministry gift, we're going to be imparting a lot of revelation and a lot of anointing in this meeting. I've had special time with God about it. Matter of fact, it started this morning. And it's going to continue on. It'll be a Wednesday night. Continue on. Ministry is, I know we got time in the past, but ministry, you don't work it out yourself. You obey God, do what God tell you to do. Don't expect nobody else to work it out for you. The Holy Spirit will take you through traffic, but he won't put the full light on. He'll give you sort of like a flashlight so you can do it by faith and make it step by step. Don't expect no man to promote you. Let God promote you.
Praise God. I know that all is well, and we're abiding in peace. I see you live online next time we meet. I see you in the building. Be blessed and have a powerful week.
You are the Most High God, and I want to thank you for your love. Without it, where would I be? Oh God. So I love you in return forevermore.
You are the Most High God.